It was a lovely day in sunny New York City on the Upper East Side, where high society resides, and sometimes they collide with the supernatural forces of the stars. Which might sound bizarre, but on a certain day in 1926, the sun was particularly ravenous, unable to resist this craving that subsists. The sun took action on its famishness when the sun took a bite of the Sheraton Hotel, sending all its famous residents directly into hell, unable to repent for all of their sins. In the sun's hasty hunger made decision, what a wealthy treat for the sun to taste. Maybe not nutritious, but definitely delicious. What a rash decision made in hungry haste, leaving little sunspot crumbs on the building's face. When the sun took a bite of the Sheraton Hotel, sending all its famous residents directly into hell, unable to repent for all of their sins. In the sun's hasty hunger made decision, what a wealthy treat for the sun to taste. Maybe not nutritious, but definitely delicious. What a rash decision made in hungry haste, leaving little sunspot crumbs on the building's face. And that is the story of how the Sheraton got its sunspots. Rather unmistakable and most unimitatable. It's a cautionary tale for those who insist to live a life of luxury and high-rise bliss. So be wary of the signs if the sun by chance requires another tasty treat of elegance.